the other one is, will I ever be a healer in any way?
Well, yeah, you can do it. There's a great art to that. But now, we do not suggest the aluminum bats. We think they're messy, they're loud, they don't have the same weight, and if they're weighted, they're not as good. We like a good old-timey, just good rosin wood Louisville slugger. They don't break on splinter very often. And, honey, you get you a good, about a 30-ounce Louisville slugger, and you'll be a healer.
What does that mean?
You take a bat and bash them in the skull, and they'll lay down.
So I wouldn't.
Healing is what you do to blue tick hounds. Mute, Bob, you're loud.
Oh, I'm not muted?
No.
I was going to say something. So, Roseanne, this is a key point. Healing for Ion is what you do to a dog. So you're talking about this Louisville slugger. Ion says you cannot heal anybody. So that's the background. Now ask a question about what he just said.
I don't understand him, I'm sorry.
You can't heal people, says Ion.
Okay, I can't heal.
So you can't use the word about being a healer. What would be another word you would use, Ion?
Oh. If you want, well, we'd say it's a fruitless thing. Get happy with yourself. Get happy in your world. Become a god in your world, and you won't find a sick person to heal.
Right.
You'll see everyone as whole and complete. But then that's what Jesus did. The only reason he was a healer is because he never found anybody sick.
Well, okay, when I go up to visit my parents, who are experiencing some ill health right now, but when I go into their presence, I mean, my dad always says, he said, he always feels like his health is improving, my mother improved, and then when I leave...
That's because you won't have it. You don't put up with sickness.
No,
that's less than. You don't put up with that. You're not going to have that. Get better or die. It's your choice. Get on with it. Quit fitting with it. If you ain't got a solution, shut up about it. He who speaks most of illness enjoys it. And if it's just about giving attention, you'll give your attention without them having to have some malady to move you with compassion to engage with them. So, of course, it's no odd thing that their health would magically improve, because you ain't going to put up with it. You won't have it. Long, you might a little bit, but not long. Because, see, if you can't come to some conclusion, you're kind of like, come on. Get on with your business or get off the pot. Let's go. And that's appropriate, okay? Now, if you're talking about, if you get so busy pleasing and delighting yourself totally, all this healing business will go by the wayside. Now, that doesn't mean, darling, that you won't draw. You already draw people to you. You already. I mean, you're like a beacon. Drawing, they call you. What do I do? I don't know about this. I hadn't heard from George. Now what's next? On it, and then all around you. Because you're a good sounding board, because you will address it. Bam. Or, I have no idea, and we don't know why you are considering it either. You see. Well, that's delicious, the confidence that you hold about you, not to say that there won't be scant thousands of folks who would want to be around you. You're fun. You're very fun. It's no wonder they would like to be around you. Okay? Great. Now, you're saying, do I apply this in some form of a gift to help others? We go, number one, it's not your job and never is your job, so don't engage it. But now, if others happen to come around and touch the hem of your garment and get better, bless them. But it's not you that did it. It was their faith had feet to engage it. That's different, you see. If folks come to you for encouragement, for joy, to find out what love is, because everybody thinks it's an emotion, and it most certainly is not. It's a force field. It's included or excluded. Bam. Next case. Now it's all fun. You see? So it sort of opens it up. Now,